Good Saturday morning to everybody, and welcome to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show, along with Director of Family Services for the CCA, Chris Radlitz. I'm Gary Byron. Ah, Chris, nice to see you there, my good friend. How are you?
Gary, hi.
Did I catch you at the wrong moment there?
You never catch me at the wrong moment.
It's always the right moment.
It's always the right moment.
As he's checking his watch.
Because it's telling me that there's an incoming call, and because of my...
Oh, you've got one of those James Bond type of watches, right? When the phone rings.
Yeah, you just kind of flip it over.
Was that Dick Tracy? Who was that?
It was Dick Tracy.
Yeah, okay, Dick Tracy.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Dick
of.
Tracy. That was a long time ago. Who would have thought that as a kid reading Dick Tracy, we would be in the position that we could do the same thing that he used to do with his watch?
Hey, remember now, it's 2023. I was always told that by the year 2000, our cars would be flying.
Well, I don't know how you drive, but mine certainly does.
Yeah, well, I know that's you more or less hitting the gas pedal. How was your week?
It was good. Yeah. A lot going on. Busy.
Really? Seriously?
Serious. I'm always busy.
I know you are.
I mean, it sounds terrible to say that, but it's true. There's just always so much to do.
You know what it is, though? Because you love, like me, you love what you do for a living. We're very fortunate to be able to. I think we talked about that last week.
We did. Probably an ad nauseum. I don't want the audience going, oh, no, they're going to start on that again.
Well, no. It's such an important work that you all do, you know? Let's face it, it's a career that I don't even think many people even knew existed.
Well, yeah. I mean, how many people think about going to the cemeteries to work? I mean, it's not...
Other than being a grave digger, that'd be it. Or the guy that mows the lawn, you know, the landscaper.
Right,
that's
but that's interesting. Other than being a grave digger, do you know what kind of skill set is involved in being able to dig a grave properly? You have no idea. When I came on board, I had no cemetery experience whatsoever. I just knew how to run a business. I came on board, and I'm like, are you kidding me? The amount of detail? These guys are artists. Let me tell you, you go across the street to Mount St. Benedict, right? So what do we have there, 80-some-odd acres of land?
Yeah, it's large.
It's a big cemetery. People are buried within 2 to 3 inches of each other. That's how tightly packed it is. So when these guys come in to dig a grave, there's somebody to the right and there's somebody to the left. And they're digging that grave perfectly. And they never disturb the people next door. It is phenomenal.
It sounds like it's engineered.
It is.
There's math involved.
It is amazing because they'll go out ahead of time. They have these big, long metal poles that are very, thin. And they drive it into the ground to make sure that they're hitting the exact right spot so that it doesn't disturb anybody.
I heard it's really not 6 feet under. Do you know the exact length or that it is? Is it 5 feet or is it more than 6 feet?
It's not six.
No.
And it's not five. It's closer to, it's between there.
It's between five and six.
Yeah. Okay. And there's reasons for that because there are federal laws. Excuse me. Are they federal or state? I think they're federal. There are federal laws that dictate how far beneath the surface you must be for what's considered a safe burial. So, yeah. I mean,
a safe burial.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Well, that means so that you would have animals, digging you up and all kind of weird stuff happening. So there's a certain distance that you have to be by law in order
to
be
considered. But you're in a sealed coffin. Even if the animal were to dig through to the ground, you're protected.
Okay, so I use the wrong example of an animal. Let us say natural weather events. Okay.
Let us say
floods, water pushing up from underneath. tidal wave, cracks of ice. Whatever you want to say.
Sure, there are cemeteries down along the shore. Of course, well, absolutely. And elements and higher elevations nationally. Not everything is on the flat surface.
No, there's all kinds of places that have suffered all kinds of issues because of that.
You mentioned something interesting, 80 acres across the street at Mount St. Benedict. Is it your largest cemetery
among
your 30?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. We have some with 300 acres.
300 acres?
Oh, yeah.
Which one is that?
All Saints in...
New Britain?
No. All Saints Cemetery down in North Haven. It's our corporate headquarters.
300 acres. Oh.
But we only use, we've only developed 80 acres. So we still have another 210 that there's farmland, there's solar fields, there's all kinds of stuff on it. But it's there. I mean, we can bury people for 500 years. Yeah.
We're not running out of space.
We're not running out of space. Okay. Somebody a long time ago was very wise in their judicious acquisition of land for the cemeteries. Some people say, oh, yeah, but it's a terrible waste of space. No, it's not.
Somebody said that?
Oh, people say this all the time. Oh, look at these cemeteries. Oh, what a terrible waste of space. No, it's not. It's not a waste of space. Oh. Okay, it's vital to have a place to come to mourn your dead and to be able to spend time with those people that you love that you've lost. This business, that's just ridiculous.
And by the way, not everybody's buried under the ground.
No.
Right? There's mausoleums.
There's mausoleums. Oh. You fit a lot more people in the same space in a mausoleum because
you're
going up.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, let's talk quickly about dignity of life. Some DOLs there.
Yeah. So that's great. I'm glad you asked. So I think we just had one. Yeah. We just had one. We've got Wednesday, September 6th, which is the one that we just had, I think. We had one on the 6th and one on the 7th.
That was 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got one on September 13th at St. Francis Cabrini Church in North Haven, and on Thursday, September 14th in St. Francis Cabrini Church in North Haven. The first one on Wednesday is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and on Thursday it's at 6 o'clock in the evening, so it gives people the opportunity. If you can't make the daytime one, you can make the evening one. As always, though, I suggest that you go on the website to get the latest schedule, ccacem.org, M as in Mary, and that's always the best means. You just check the events calendar, and it always tells you what's going on.
Okay. Before we get into some of the conversation discussions I wanted to get into this morning, what else is going on over at the CCA?
So, I think a lot of exciting stuff.
Oh, good. I like that.
Yeah. I love when we open up new sections because it's just this continuous development of new ideas and things that we're trying to do for families. So right now, right down the road at Holy Cross Cemetery in Glastonbury, we just opened a new section of semi-private family estates.
What does that mean, semi-private?
Well, so it's really nice.
Like a gated community for the dead?
Well, the whole cemetery is kind of like a gated community for the dead, but these semi-private estates have gotten nice bushes that are shrubs that outline the grave area. So, for instance, you'll have four graves, and it's surrounded on three sides by shrubs. And there's a nice bench that's in the middle so that people can sit, you know, with their loved ones. Usually they're in four grave or two grave lots, and it's beautiful. People come up and go, oh, look at this. How nice. And it's true. It really is nice. I mean, it looks just beautiful. So we just opened that last week, at Holy Cross Cemetery in Glastonbury. We have two new columbariums that are being installed in Calvary Cemetery in Waterbury, which is for families who choose cremation option. We also have two new columbariums, one in St. John's Cemetery in Wallingford and in St. Lawrence Cemetery in West Haven. Hmm. In New Britain, this is, I mean, being Polish, this is a big deal for me. We just opened up a featured section with a beautiful Pope St. John Paul II statue as the main feature. So it's, you can't miss, this is something not to miss. You got to take a drive over to New Britain sometime and take a look at that section. So it's really nice. And additionally, for the months of September and October, we're offering the families of the Archdiocese a special promotion. If you purchase a mausoleum crypt, you get $500 off, which we've done in the past.
I remember saying that quite a few times.
Yeah. But if you purchase a tandem crypt, which is two spaces, you get $1,000
off. That you've never done before.
Right. So we've never had this kind of a promotion. So what I like, to me, you know, these difficult times, we hope to make it easier for families to be able to pre-plant. And, you know, you and I have talked many times about the value of pre-planning and how important it is to families. So for us to be able to do that for the families, I think is really great.
Outstanding. Yeah. I'm glad I brought that up because you've never offered anything like that in the past as far as the tandem is concerned, $1,000 off. That's going to help people tremendously, especially
right
now. You know?
I think so.
All right. So listen, last week I kind of wanted to, I hope you don't mind that I do this. I wanted to piggyback on some of the discussions that we had last week, where last week we spent a lot of time discussing the qualities that you seek in an FSA, a family service advisor. You know, the background, and even though it's, I guess it's a sales position, but you don't even care if they've got a sales background or if they've ever performed a sale in their life. You're looking for more of a person with some compassion, maybe somebody who's worked in social work or someone who's empathetic. The sale will come. You can make a decent living doing this, but it's really an emotional position, and I think you have to, I guess, exude that.
I'm not going to say you have to be like super special, but you have to be a certain type of person.
Yeah, that's not. This is not a position for everybody.
It's not. Because one, you have to know how to be, as you said, empathetic, compassionate, but you also have to know how to deal with emotions of other people. So empathy and compassion is part of that, but you still have to realize that you're there to help them through this difficult time. So as much as you're feeling their pain, you still need to make sure they get to the end point, because they have to. They need that closure of being able to find the spot for their loved one. It's a little different with pre-planning. Pre-planning is kind of like, it's almost funny. You know, guys come in, we thought we'd buy some real estate today, so we came in to see you. Okay, great. Let me show you what we got. You want the condo or you want the basement level? You know, whatever you want. But it's different when someone loses someone suddenly and they have to come in and they have to take care of it. So your job not only is to be understanding of their needs, but also to help them get through it. And because there has to be a conclusion, because the funeral is going to take place in 24 hours. Okay,
and you had mentioned something last week where sadly people die at all ages. They're not necessarily 85 years old, and you know, it could be a child. It could be a teenager, you know, it could be a whole family, and
it's just terrible. I mean, some of the things that people have to suffer with, it's just terrible.
Now I want to talk this morning about their role. Once you found the right person for this position and it's a match, they're as excited to come aboard as you're excited to have them come on board. Let's start with is there training? Like, what is, we know the acronym FSA, right? The Family Service Advisor, but what is it though? I mean, I know what FSA stands for, but what is it?
So listen, that's a great question. It really is. And you know, I don't say that too often, because did you ever go to a meeting where you're sitting with someone, you ask a question, and every time you ask a question, they say, oh, that's a great question. Then you feel like you're just being sold, you know, and you just got to go, ugh. You know, I get to the point where I'll stop a meeting. I say, let me tell you something. If you tell me that I have a question that's so great one more time, this meeting's over. Okay?
Yeah, they're not all great questions.
I'm not that great. Let's just get to the nitty gritty. As you know, I tend to be very direct and transparent. I'm not going to play games with people. So anyway, I think to really understand what an FSA is, we need to talk a little bit about the structure of the CCA. Help understand everyone how FSAs fit into this structure.
Right.
You know, we are responsible for 30 cemeteries within the footprint of the Archdiocese. So you're talking about New Haven, Hartford, and Litchfield counties. So one, a lot of people in those counties. And two, it's a pretty geographically diverse piece of land, okay? Because it's all the way down to the shoreline, all the way up to New York, okay? So it's a big area. In 1961, up until 1961, all the cemeteries were pretty much individual entities. So you would have the Mount St. Benedict Cemetery Association.
Mm-hmm.
You would have the All Saints Cemetery Association, the St. Mary's Cemetery Association. And what they did was they had their sets of rules and regulations, and they had their maintenance procedures, and they did everything according to what they were doing and how they had set it up. Well, the Archbishop said, look, you know, we've got all these Catholic cemeteries. We need to standardize so that everyone knows that when you walk into an archdiocesan cemetery, you're going to get the same thing at every one of them. By the same thing, I mean the service, the options, and the maintenance, the care. Everything should be standardized and uniform, which was a great idea. And that was the birth of the Catholic Cemeteries Association for the Archdiocese of Hartford. What happened after from 1961 till 2015, when someone had an immediate need because they, you know, I don't like to joke, but I, you know, you wake up dead. I mean, it was sudden and you're dead. Well, you have to be buried. So an immediate need, you walk into the cemetery, you purchase a plot for that person, maybe for the spouse. They buy one pre-need, but generally it's for the person. Well, that business model didn't work over time because you're not selling enough space in order to pay for what it takes to run 30 cemeteries for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So in 2015, very wisely, the Archbishop started the Family Service Advisor Program, which I was asked to come in and head up. So that's where they fit into the organization. They were brought in primarily to change the dynamic from an immediate need sale base to a pre-need, pre-planning sales base. Well, how do you do that? The way you do that is through education. So really, when I look at FSAs, they are educators. That's their primary function. They are here to educate the families of the archdiocese that have been entrusted to us in order to be able to give them the best, most current information that families can make a good decision about what is right for their eternal care, not only for themselves, but for any loved ones. Okay? And I think one of the biggest things that family service advisors do, and some people will say, well, that's a sales tactic. No, it's not. One of the biggest things they do is they try and bring out in their discussions just how many people are we talking about down the road. Let's really think about this, because nothing is worse than selling or buying a spot for mom, and 10 years later, dad passes, and he can't be next to mom because there's no more space. Or the son passes and he can't be next to the mom and dad because they didn't buy enough space. So they're somewhere across the cemetery on the other side because there's no space left there. And I hate to say it, but that's how it fills up. It, you know, you can't, 10 years is a lot of time. And a lot of graves are going to be sold. So that's one of the biggest services they provide. And some people say, well, it's upselling. No, it's not. It's really taking care of the family. So it gives them an opportunity to really go through and do that. So that is where the FSA came from.
And that you actually even explained the primary function and the primary role.
Well,
within the CCA organization.
I think that what's important to understand is that the best way to really understand the role of an FSA is kind of to go through what a typical day is. You know, what does an FSA do during the day? And that's kind of going to tell you who they are. Typical day starts with they'll start organizing their day, depending on the number of appointments they have. Each FSA determines what aspect of their job will they begin the day with. For example, one of the critical needs that's identified, which I kind of just alluded to, is people want to be close to their loved ones. And unfortunately, that's not always possible when family plots were not originally set up for enough spaces. So what an FSA will do is go out and research an area where they know a family member is coming in, and they're going to look around and see where is their spots available so they can be closest to their loved ones, okay? And there's times when, you know, there's a grave that's returned to inventory for whatever reason, okay? And it's right next to a family member that was actually looking for a grave. Historically, things look like they're full because there's so many, you know, tombstones everywhere, but it turns out there's some few spaces available. That's where the FSA comes in and really does the research, walks the cemetery, makes sure it's available, contacts the families, and let them know that they have a spot to be near their loved one. Many people just walk in and want to find out information. So an FSA sits with the family, answers their questions, and if they have time, they take a tour of the cemetery and they show them options, which are available to them as Catholic Christians. I personally have a daily call with all the FSAs where we share best practices, experiences, and help each other with particularly emotional circumstances because there's a lot that occur. Mm. You'd be shocked. Well, no, you wouldn't. There's a lot of people that have highly charged emotional issues surrounding the loss of loved ones, whether it's babies, whether it's children, whether it's parents. No loss is easy, but some are more painful than others.
Of course.
And then the FSA has actual appointments that were set up. So the FSA goes through a brief welcome, presentation about the cemetery, spends a few minutes talking to the family, asking about their needs, takes them on a tour, shows them the areas that make sense for what they've expressed an interest in. They'll come back, sit down, either do a contract, maybe discuss memorialization options, and the family either makes a choice or they come back in the future.
Folks, you are listening to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show along with Chris Radlitz. I'm Gary Byron. You can, of course, reach them toll-free at 800-505-0080. All right, so I guess I'm curious what the background for, you know, your current FSAs. I mean, is it very diverse? Do they all come from a sales background?
No.
Not
at all. As a matter of fact, the backgrounds vary from education, work, life experience.
Okay.
There's no one path to this position.
All right.
Okay? This is something that is, you find yourself at a point in time where you want to give back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And people that work in service industries, healthcare industry, social services, they tend to be good candidates for this position because they already have exuded those traits that show empathy, that show compassion, that show listening skills, that you can hear what the family, you know, really is asking for. So if you look at our staff, most come from healthcare and social services, and know how to deal with families. They've shown in the past that they have the ability to do that.
And I know you guys, just because I asked you this question, I think, last week, I know that the Catholic Cemeteries Association is now looking for more family service advisors. But how specifically, how do they help? How do these people help the families?
Okay, so first, I got to jump on this. Yes, we're looking for FSAs.
But you're not looking for just anybody.
No, but I want people who think that they may have the ability to do this job to call us and get in touch with me. Send me your resume and let's talk, okay? I don't turn anybody away, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what age you are. Doesn't matter to me because age is not the qualifying factor. Qualifying factor is who you are as a person. I've met 30-year-olds that have got more knowledge, experience, and ability to be compassionate than people who have been around for 60 years.
And you don't even have to have any sales experience. Actually, I'd almost prefer them not to have any.
In a lot of ways, I prefer that they don't. But in some ways, there are times where it's helpful that they do. Because it helps you deal with certain situations that you maybe have been exposed to in the past. So, yes. I mean, if you have the slightest interest where you think this is a position that you'd be interested in, please give us a call. How do we help families? Well, here's the big thing. Education. Education is the biggest aspect. And I have three pillars that I stand by. Integrity, guidance, and love. Those are the things that you have to be able to do. You must have integrity. You can't lie to people. You must tell them the truth. You have to be transparent. You know me, okay? Is there anybody more transparent that you've ever dealt with? Probably not.
You're a straight shooter.
I'm a straight shooter, and that's what I expect. And they have to be able to guide families in the direction that makes sense for them, but never pushing them. And they have to show that they care enough, and that's where the love aspect comes in. So you walk through the process of contacting an FSA. You get your questions answered. It only takes 45 minutes maybe to really have a thorough meeting and be able to choose or make decisions or at least give you enough information that you can think about it in the future. And I think that's what's important. There's so many advantages to having a professional person guide a family through this pre-planning process. And quite frankly, you now have an advocate in your family that's going to help you when you have a difficult time and you have to get through a very emotional experience.
All right. I'm running out of time. I've got like a two-in-one kind of question here, and then we can wrap things up. I want to, if you can just speak about the process. What is it like for someone who would first contact the Catholic Cemeteries Association and ask for a family service advisor? And then the other companion question to that is, how long would that initial process even take?
So the time varies, but as a good rule of average, you're talking about 45 minutes or so
okay. For
that first initial meeting. Because really, in the process of educating, you have to know what the needs of the family are so you can talk about that which is available that makes sense to them. Okay, so there's going to be a series of questions back and forth that not only are we family service advisors asking the family, more importantly, the family gets to ask questions. I think it was last week when we were touched on this subject. One of the things I train the family service advisors on is that when you sit down with a family, tell them the agenda. Tell them what you're going to do because people don't know. You know, they're kind of nervous about coming into a cemetery anyway. But tell them what what's the process? Okay, we're going to sit down. I'm going to ask you some questions. I'm going to give you the chance to ask me some questions. And based on the answers that you've given me, we're going to go take a tour of the park, and I'm going to show you those locations that make sense for everything that we've discussed. When we come back, we'll sit down. If you feel like you've made a choice, we'll do a contract, and then you'll be happy to go on your way. Maybe we'll have a discussion about memorialization options. Or what you'll choose to do is think about it and come back at some later time. That's all. So it's a non-threatening environment. It's one that you come in, you get educated, you now have arrows in the quiver, okay? And you know what you need to do. And it's up to you. Nobody's going to push you. Nobody's going to say, hey, time's running out. Better get it today. Now, okay, sometimes promotions end. That's true. Mm-hmm. So maybe somebody might say, hey, this ends tomorrow. So if you don't buy it today, you lose it, right?
But that's different.
That's different.
You just don't want, you're looking out for them. You want them to get the better deal.
You want
deal.
Them to get the
right.
best deal
yeah.
possible. So that's kind of the process. And it's a simple process. It really is. But it becomes more involved based on the questions and the answers and concerns that families have. Because some, a couple. They have a child that's special needs, 38 years old, okay? They're obviously most likely going to predecease that person. How do you ensure that that person's going to be taken care of, all right? Very interesting. There's all kinds of questions that come up that you would never even imagine.
All right. Well, you've certainly given us a lot of information. Let's hope that it can spark some interest for people.
Listen, it's all about—
It's not for everybody, as you've said many times.
It's all about— thinking about
sounds like a
taking care of people.
A rewarding job.
Extremely rewarding.
Folks, if you've if you're interested or you know somebody who is, maybe they can start with heading over to the Catholic Cemeteries Association website. Very easy to do. It's www.ccacem.org or call the man himself. Contact the Catholic Cemeteries Association. It's toll free, 800-505-0080. Ask who to send your resume to. I know it's to Chris Radlitz, but schedule out your initial consultation with him. Here's the number again, 800-505-0080. Schedule an interview if you or someone that you know fits this mold. For Chris Radlitz, Director of Family Services for the Catholic Cemeteries Association, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show. Until next Saturday morning, have a good one, everybody. So long.